it's time once again for Brew Review.
Hopefully this is for life.
Yeah. It's okay. We're doing a little live recording.
Just when we get used to things and we roll, then all of a sudden they change. Oh, that was squeaky.
Sorry, that was squeaky.
Then they changed the software on us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop doing that. I'm sorry. I'm going to unplug this. We're good.
That was funny. Okay.
That was ear screeching. So, my ear, I can't hear anything.
For Brew Review, I found this beer in the back of my fridge downstairs. I don't even remember where it came from. This is a limited release Paws and Claws IPA. Hazy and Dank India Pale Ale.
And let's just be real here. The can date. Come on, what's the can date?
It was canned in 2021.
I mean, that's pre. Well, that's after COVID.
Canned 12.
That's after COVID.
It's been in the fridge the whole time. And it says Bear Love Lobster.
Yeah, and it's a limited release. It says Avery Brewing Company, which is.
Probably Avery Brewing Company is
Colorado. So Boulder, Colorado is Avery Brewing Company. So it's the can says Paws and Claws IPA. Brewed with Rocky Mountain water, malted barley, malted wheat, hops, Columbus Apollo Simcoe, Centennial Chin. I don't know what any of these hops
Simcoe,
are.
Simcoe, I've heard of Simcoe before. Chinook, I've heard of.
Cassadale and yeast. It says East meets West. So you know how they talk about East IPAs, West IPAs?
Yeah.
It's 7.5%.
Oh, boy.
It's got a picture of a bear...
Holding hands with a lobster. Yeah.
He's got crabs.
he's got lobsters.
So let's just open her up.
Hopefully it doesn't blow up.
Let's just... I don't want to, like... I want to protect your laptop here. All right, open.
Smell it before you pour it out.
Smells like an IPA.
It doesn't smell skunky.
Hopefully you can hear this pouring. This looks like a bear high-fiving a lobster.
Yeah, I don't know. There's chunks in mine.
Is there? Yeah, oh, shit, you're right. There is. There's chunks in mine,
what
too.
What do you think those are? Well, you think it's chunks of lobster?
In any high alcohol IPA, you're gonna get chunks, and that's an unfiltered beer. So like,
that's a lot.
But
of
your
chunks.
Color, look at your color compared to mine. Does it look a little?
I think
different?
They're the same. Mine just has where's a lot
my,
more chunks.
Where's my chunks?
You don't have any.
You
want to
swap chunks?
mine has chunks of lobster in it.
So to give you a little more clarity before we do this, it's Avery Brewing, Boulder, Colorado. It is a limited release. Paws and Claws
with
IPA.
Apparently real lobster chunks.
It's got real bits of panther.
So you
and
know it's good.
It says beer first, the rest will follow.
They both have a decent like head on them too, so it's not like
it's
not flat.
It's not bad.
It's not flat.
No,
it doesn't
not
smell
bad.
Skunky.
No, let's smell one more time. It smells like an IPA. Let's cheers it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Godspeed.
Dude, that's an IPA. It's not skunky. It's not. I'm shocked the time frame that it's not a little more skunky.
Yeah, it actually doesn't taste that bad.
Here's the thing though, with IPAs, and this is a seven. This says the can says 7.5.
Yeah.
We could be looking at 9.5.
Yeah.
With the aging fermenting. And that's okay.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It color wise, it's light like a pilsner.
Yeah.
Or a light beer, so it doesn't have a dark, and it's not thick.
Yeah, it doesn't leave an aftertaste. It doesn't sit bad. It's interesting. I don't know.
It's light without being heavy.
Yeah.
I don't taste a 7.5 alcohol.
No, not really.
I mean, it doesn't normally with a 7 or above, you taste a little bit of the alcohol. This doesn't taste that way.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So not bad. Not bad. I would say high five to Avery Brewing Company in Boulder, Colorado. You've made a beer that sat in our fridge for almost three years.
Your canning department deserves
your canning department is phenomenal. I mean, it's whatever.
My chunks have kind of
cheers.
Settled.
One more cheers.
It's a little less chunky now. Unless I just inhale them all.
Yeah. I mean, what doesn't kill you? We could be doing good here.
That is interesting. So,
this is going to be a little bit of a modified episode. So we're doing a brew review, which is going to lead into a discussion, which is possibly going to lead into a bit.
Yeah, as I looked at my shelf, I thought of it. I think we've done it before, but we can make it into a
bit. We'll make a bit.
Yeah.
We'll make a bit. So So this is a great brew review. We're going to enjoy the brew review as we do a little bit of a discussion. Top of mind, what we were going to maybe shoot from the hip with was talking about driver's licenses and
the DMV.
And the DMV and parents taking their kids to the DMV. you guys have had a little bit... You had Austin first, who yeah. went through the whole process.
Yep.
Before we go through the kids, do you remember your DMV experience? Do you remember your driver's license test?
Yeah, and the funny thing is I, like with all the appointments now, mine, from what I remember, was you show up and you wait in line and hope to get in.
Okay.
It wasn't like hey, we're going at 3 o'clock on whatever day. It was,
good point.
You got there Saturday as early as you could, you waited in line, and you hoped a spot opened up to get in.
Yeah.
So I remember sitting there for a few hours before was it the Egan I actually one? Got. Yeah, it was Egan.
It was the course.
It was the same same place that's there now. I just remember sitting there for a few hours before actually getting to drive.
Interesting.
Yep, and I remember I had a lady who was not super strict, but not super friendly.
What did you drive in? Was it
my truck? It was my.
It was the truck. It was the 88 S10.
And it's funny because it had a custom steering wheel, which was pretty small. It was a GT Grant custom steering wheel, like one of those small ones you see like in a it's like a little race wheel. So it was really hard to have my hands at 10 and 2.
Oh, because they want to know that.
Because it was kind of a one-hand type of wheel meant for, like, quick turning. So I remember the whole 10 and 2 thing was a little bit of a struggle.
Yes.
And that truck, the throttle was very responsive.
Yes.
So it was really hard to feather it to make smooth takeoffs. Because the truck had a lot of power, and like once you
it was a Corvette engine.
Once you barely touched the pedal, you were gone. So yes. I had to really feather it, and like so trying to remember like 10 and 2, feather the pedal, don't take off too. So I had a lot going on in my head as I was trying to
ease the
thing is that truck drove very nice.
It did.
And the sight lines were good. It cornered well. The backing up was flawless. The 90-degree back fall. So I just remember like the lady was,
Yes.
But she almost dinged me because when I went through a turn lane, it was yellow. And she told me that it turned red before I had gotten all the way through the intersection.
And that wasn't a fail?
But my argument was, it was yellow when I started. So she
and she let you she let argue that.
Yeah, because I said it was yellow as I was going through the intersection. It turned red before I was fully through.
I'm surprised that she let that fly.
Halfway type of deal.
Sure.
So, but that's what I remember from mine. What about you?
I remember. So I don't remember the car. I must have taken it in my parents' Ford Contour.
Nice.
I don't remember the appointment thing. So whether, but we had to have had one because I went. So you got your license when you were 16.
Yep.
I remember I turned. Well, I don't remember. Trina and I were just talking about this. I'm thinking back on it, backtracking. I think I know I have my permit because we got our permits in school. My birthday's in May. I didn't get my license till that fall.
I don't remember you waiting that
long. I don't think I took my test until like October-ish. But my mom took me, and my only really remembrance of it was as we went there, I got in the car with the instructor, we went around the course, I nailed my 90-degree backup.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
First try, no problem. My parallel, I did everything else, and then the last thing we did was parallel, and my parallel, I was doing the, like, parallel park, and I was trying really hard not to hit the cone, because I knew, they told me, like, if you hit the cone, you fail. Yeah. Right? You hit the cone, you cause an accident,
you bump
fail.
It, you're done.
Yeah. So I was being super careful, and the person was like, they had said, like, do you want to be done? And I'm like, well, am I going to pass? And they're like, yep. And so, I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yes, done.
Yep, settle. Done. Settle. Right. So, That was the very end of my test, and then I remember being done and saying like you passed, and I remember begging my mom. So this had to have been a school day, where I was like, let's go, have lunch, I didn't want to have to go back to school, right? So it had to have been during the school year, which means it was probably in the fall when I was 16, and it was my parents' Contour.
Nice.
I remember just being totally elated about it, you know, and then like doing the process. But it was at the Egan station. That's where mine was too.
Yeah. I remember I did go driving that day. I remember, like, we got home, and I remember I went out driving pretty much right away. And I remember, like, not, like, speeding around or anything, but I do remember feeling, like, freedom in that first drive by myself.
I'm glad you said that, because...
And it was through... I remember I went down through Rosemont, down, like, 160th. It's all built up now, houses and schools everywhere. But at the time, there was nothing. It was like a gravel pit on both sides.
Yes.
So it was like a nice open road. There wasn't a lot of traffic back then, not a lot of houses. So it was a good way to go from like Apple Valley to Rosemont without a lot going on.
Yes.
I remember that's where I drove by myself the first time. It was down 160th, down to Rosemont and back.
I'm glad you said that, because I don't remember if it was that day, but I remember specifically the first place I drove by myself was Walmart. So I drove from my parents' house to the Apple Valley Walmart, and I remember driving thinking, like, this feels weird. It feels foreign that there's no one in the car with you.
Yeah.
And that's why I told my oldest, just got his license, and I was like, you're going to feel weird the first time you take the car. It's going to feel like you should have someone in the car with you.
Yeah.
So... My 16-year-old just got his license, but he took the test twice. We went to the DMV at the same place that you and I took our test. Went to the DMV the first time, and he had practiced. It's totally different now with the kids. So we'll talk about Austin, because I'm curious with his whatever. But nowadays, they make you have 40 to 50 hours of daytime practice. They make you have 15 hours of nighttime practice. You have to have this recorded either in a log or on an app. There's an app you can download. But we went, and he was super excited. We made an appointment for a few days after his birthday, and I was probably more nervous than he was, and we did the whole thing, and I watched him, and he nailed his 90-degree backup, he nailed his parallel, went through the whole course, came back, found out that he failed, because the instructor, in my opinion, was being a little picky about looking left, looking right, not being aware. That was the only thing they failed him on, was not being aware.
Yeah.
So then... Nowadays, to get an appointment at this test center, there's an app, and you can only schedule appointments 30 days out. So my wife had to get up at midnight 30 days prior to even get the appointment.
It's so ridiculous that they make it so hard.
It's ridiculous, right? So then the guy told me, he says, look, just schedule an appointment for next Thursday. This was on a Thursday. Schedule an appointment. And I'm like, do you know something that I don't know? Like, what? How am I going
to
do this?
Is that the day everyone passes?
Right. And granted, we were able to. So he took the next test that following Thursday. We had to go on, all three of us. My wife was on, I was on, Ryan was on. And we were just looking for appointments. We found one at 3:30 for the next Thursday. But we went, and... I was super nervous he was going to get the same guy. Funny story, there's a little like drive-through window. Did I tell you this? There's a drive-through window that you have to
I remember for. That with Austin.
Yeah, which I don't remember, right? So there's...
I don't remember from when we did it.
Yeah.
But I remember with Austin.
Right. So there's this drive-through window, and we're like 20... When we went there that next Thursday, we were like... The first time we went, there was two cars there. That was it.
Mm.
This last Thursday, there was like 10. And I'm like, they're way behind. So we're sitting in this line in this drive-thru. I'm going, it was 3 o'clock and his appointment's 3:20. So I'm thinking, we're going to be late. But we're not. I said, we're not going to get penalized, whatever.
Yeah.
We're waiting. I see, as we're waiting in the line, we're about 4 cars away. I see this guy coming towards the line. It's the fucking guy that failed him.
Yeah.
It's this dude that failed him. Yeah. He's coming towards the drive-thru line. And he's waving his hands. Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody. So he knows there's like 20 cars in line. He's going, come on, let's all.
Oh,
everybody get close. So I'm like, I'm already 6 inches away from the car in front of me. Yeah. He comes over to me. Come on, just. I'm oh going. What gosh. Are? You, what are?
Like, come on, where?
Like right. Where am I gonna go? So anyway, so it was just to get checked in, and then Ryan was nervous. Whatever. He did the whole thing. He nailed it. He did the different that guy just it. He passed him. He wasn't as strict. It was fine. Side note, the DMV is great to go get the driver's license. The guy told me, he said, go inside, fill out an application. I was like, what application do we fill out? Who do you talk to? I told you this off air, whatever. So, but with Austin, he took it once?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was funny because while he was going, I was watching from inside. All these people tried to do the 90 degree back.
Oh, God.
And just horribly messing it up.
Yes, it's hard.
There was like three cars in a row. None of them, one of them, you could see the guy just tell the driver, just go stop. Just don't even try it anymore. Like, these kids could not get the 90 degree back. They just couldn't.
Yes.
Like, one car, it was so bad. Like, it was so bad. They it was a lost cause.
Yes.
Another
and
one.
And if they hit one of the cones, it's over.
Another one almost got it, and then one of them completely just backed over a cone with no regard for anything. I was just like, oh,
there's
my gosh.
There's a pedestrian.
Like, these I'm like, no. And then Austin nailed it, like, right away. I'm like, oh, there he is. He took it in the Mazda.
Yes.
And so I'm like, oh, there's a Mazda, and he crushed the eye of your back, like, right away. And I was just like, oh,
you can see.
I was like, they got it. Yeah.
That's the thing.
That
you
was
can
like
see
where
it.
I was sitting. That was the one thing I could see was the I had like a front row seat to the 90 degree back corner.
That's nerve wracking.
And it was so bad. Cause I was just like, oh my gosh, like these poor kids, like, either they didn't practice or they were too nervous or what. For whatever reason, the 90 degree back,
it's
just
awful.
Couldn't get it.
It's awful.
So I was just like watching one after another, just completely bomb that part, and then once I saw him do it, I was like, okay, he's got this. Like, he's gonna be fine.
Yep.
You know.
Yes.
So, luckily,
did they make him parallel?
Yes.
Because my,
I'm pretty sure they made him parallel.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's weird. I wish they would make it a little more. My niece took it a year ago.
Yeah.
They never made it. Even attempt.
How do you not even make them...
Right, attempt it. They didn't even make her attempt it.
Maybe because so many people are bad at it, and now they figure cars can do it themselves.
But like,
I don't know.
That's where I'm like, this is unfair, because, like, Ryan did it twice.
Yeah,
and the guy failed him the first time of the whole, like, looking thing.
Yeah.
He's paralleled twice. You're having kids that are in there that are paralleling. You're not even having them parallel.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, I wish it was a little more consistent.
Yeah, like, you get a checklist of this is exactly what
this
you're
is what
do.
You have to do to pass, you know?
That's weird.
So it's, you know, it's, anyone out there listening, if you've got a 14 to 16 year old, you're probably going through this because they're doing permit and they're doing license tests. I can't
record every time you drive.
I can't wait for. Like, I know Ty will pass it. He'll be fine.
I hope so. Just because I know he's a good driver, so I hope it's not, like, some technicality or something. And even if it is, just like Ryan, it's like, don't get discouraged. You're a good driver. You know what you're doing. It's just...
If it's this
for
guy,
whatever
Egan,
reason, it was a
I'm going to show
deal,
up and punch, like, this guy in the face with Ty. I'm sorry. Like, this guy was just an a-hole about
that,
it. Like, I just...
I felt so bad when he told me. I was like, oh, my God, that's so devastating. But it's like, I know him, and I know he's, like... A good, responsible kid, good head on his shoulders, so you know he knows what he's doing. That's what almost makes it
that's
worse.
That's what's terrible
because
about
it's
it.
Like, you know he takes it seriously. You know he's a good driver. You know he knows what he's doing.
Right.
So to hear something like that, oh, you weren't aware.
Being,
like,
being
what?
Aware.
Like,
you're
how
like,
can
what?
You, if you weren't aware, you wouldn't pass everything.
I just,
so,
yeah.
Like, I just, but it's good for him for, like, not
he
getting discouraged, jumping right back in there, getting another appointment and crushing it. Like, good for him.
Like, I was, one thing know? I'll say as a parent, though, I was like, look, do you want to go practice this? And he's like, nope. Right? So I'm like, I'm like, so the day before the second test, I said, we got to go, let's parallel one more time.
Yeah.
So we went to school, parallel parked one more time, 90 degree back one more time. But, so yeah, if you're listening to this, it's like, you're only going to be in that certain, it's only that age window. If you have a 14 to 16 year old, everyone's different. It's a totally different era. When we started doing this, there was no app. We didn't have cell phones. There was no app to... We didn't have to drive. So, one quick thing here is, Trina and I were just talking about today. She's like, where would you feel comfortable with him driving?
Mm.
My answer was like, well, right now, school. And then to certain local areas.
Yeah.
There's no way I had 40 hours of experience as a permitted driver with my parents. Right? Like, there's no way you had 40 hours of experience as a permanent driver with your parents.
No, not even close.
So, like, they have to at some point take a leap and say, like, we're going to trust Matt to drive to Burnsville or to drive to Blooming. Like, and we both had jobs
and
at 15.
You know what the funny thing is? I can't think of a single time I drove with my permit. I can't think of a single time. I can't think of, like... I drove up to my up north one time,
either.
Like, with my permit. I can't think of, like, oh, I was the only thing I remember.
I can't
with
either.
My permit was getting rear-ended.
Oh shit!
At a stop sign. And
as a permitted driver?
Yeah, and I remember my dad being pretty upset, but there was no damage. But I do.
You got rear-ended.
Yes, I remember I got rear-ended at a stop sign with my permit, and but again, it was like there was no damage. It was like a very slight bump. That's literally my only memory of permitted driving was getting rear-ended. And by rear-ended, I mean a love tap at a stop sign.
Yes.
But that's, I don't remember anything else about driving with a permit.
I mean, now that you say that, I'm the
like,
same.
Not a single thing.
I mean, and like with Ryan, we would make him, so Trina's parents have property up north, we would make him drive part of the way up north. So you're talking about an hour or two of freeway driving. I don't remember at all.
I don't remember it. I don't remember any of it.
The first time I probably drove on 494 was when we worked in that, like, do I say the business? Like, we worked in Minnetonka at this business, and we had to drive on these major freeways.
Yeah.
And my parents didn't take me.
You know what's funny? It's like, I remember my first tank of gas and where I bought it, how much it cost.
Yeah.
I remember everything about driving with my license, but I don't remember anything about driving with my permit.
I don't either.
Did I even drive with a permit? Besides the one time I got, like, that's the funny thing. Like, I don't remember it at all because there was no rules back then. You didn't have to keep a log. You didn't have to keep track. You didn't have to write it down. Like,
we both took our permit in school, so it was a class in school. Yep. You took the permit test in school.
Thinking about that, I remember the class in school very vividly because it was brand new Pontiac Grand Ams.
Yes,
and same. There was one Pontiac Sunfire that was a stick shift. Nobody except myself knew how to drive a stick. Whole time, I got the Pontiac Sunfire, and it was the only car with the sunroof. So I got to drive around a Pontiac Sunfire stick the whole time because nobody else could drive
a
stick.
And, like, brand new.
And I remember the instructor being like, do you really know how to drive a manual? And I'm like, yeah. And he, like, didn't believe me, and I got in, and I crushed it because what's funny is I don't remember driving with my permit, but I remember driving down dirt roads at 10 years old in my dad's stick shift Dodge Shadow.
Like, oh, that's the how old I learned, Shadow. That was red. It was a red Shadow, right?
He made me learn how to drive a stick before I drove anything that was an automatic. So I learned how to drive on dirt roads up north at my grandma's house, because it was all dirt roads up there by the lake. That's how I learned how to drive when I was like 12 years old. I was driving a stick on the dirt roads.
So
what's funny is I remember driving the stick around on dirt roads, practicing my starts and stops in a manual at 10, but I don't remember a single time driving with my permit. Like, how funny is that?
Well,
like,
it shows you what kind of. So your 88 S10 automatic.
It wasn't a stick. It was an automatic. It had that Hurst shifter, so I could manually shift it, but it didn't have a true clutch.
When you got the
my 98 S10 was a manual. That was a true manual.
It was a stick,
and my Focus was a stick.
So your 88 S10 was an automatic, but your 98 S10 your Focus was because Focus when was we drove stick. To Oklahoma,
that was funny. Yeah,
that was the worst.
Leaving a gas station, I'm like, just gas it. You're like, it's not going. I'm like, just dump the clutch and just floor it. You're like, I did. It's not going.
I'm like, my pedal is all the way to the. Like, what's that smell? It smells like burning rubber.
We forgot the e-brake.
The e-brake was on.
Yeah. Whoopsie.
There's a lot of fun driving stories, but that
thing it was 3 a.m. and nobody was watching.
Oh Jesus! And we were about to get. Yeah. You know.
So I mean, I drove a stick. Like, that's how I learned. But then my first truck wasn't automatic. But then I drove a stick, like, because I bought my 98 when I still had my 88. So I had a stick from when I was, 19, 20 until, God, forever.
It was right before Austin was born.
I bought the Focus 800 miles.
Yes.
And I, by the time the thing got totaled, because some jackass ran into me, it had 140,000 miles. So, I mean, I drove a stick forever.
Let me ask you this.
Like, 10 plus years.
Like perfect scenario. If you could
I'd still have it.
If you could get...
If it wasn't total.
No. If you could get an S10, pick a year and tell me if it's manual or automatic.
Oh, man.
Pick a year.
I don't even know because...
Just pick one. I want a best case scenario. If you could have an S10 back and you were going to get an S10 and you're like, I'm going
to... I would probably say it'd have to be like an 86 to 89.
So not a 90.
But I wouldn't turn down a 98 because I love my 98.
But a stick.
Either or.
A stick or an automatic?
It depends on the motor.
Depends on the motor?
Yeah. Because my 98 was a 4-cylinder and that was a stick and that was a lot.
Your 98 was a 4-cylinder?
Yeah, it was a little 2.0.
That was only a four cylinder?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, but then we did like intake and exhaust.
Oh,
and
sure. Yeah.
But it was just a little like 2.0 four cylinder.
Yeah.
But it was fast.
I thought it was a V6.
Nope. Oh, that was a little four cylinder. Yeah, I had the throttle body spacer. I had all that work done to it. That thing screamed, but it was also super light.
Your 88 S10 was a Corvette engine.
The second time around.
It
started with the 4.3 that we threw like all that work into, and that thing was putting out horsepower.
Right.
Yeah, and then had the V8.
But I remember that thing screamed. I remember it being an automatic because I could drive it.
Yeah.
The sticks, I was out. You know, like yeah. I could do it in an emergency. We drove to Oklahoma. Yeah. We tried it. I could do it in an emergency.
But. Yeah.
So if you could do a truck, you would do an S10.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
not turning down a 98.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dude. My old Escort. I had a 99 Escort.
ZX2. What was it ZX2?
ZX2.
The green machine.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't. I would want it. I want to teach my kids how to do a stick.
Yeah.
How to drive a stick.
It's a great skill to have, like to know how to drive one. Yeah.
Does Austin know how to drive a stick?
No.
Does Ty?
No.
Okay.
They've never driven one.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they would be able to figure it out. I don't think right. they'd have a problem.
No. I think they could.
I think they could figure it out, but neither one of them have actually driven a true manual.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Sidebar on the car.
Yeah, that's a fun. No, that's a fun topic.
Fun. I almost wanted to do something at some point of like your first car and like your favorite car. Like, what was your favorite?
I always forget I owned a Porsche for a while.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I had that Porsche. Remember?
Wait.
It was. I didn't have it for very long. It was Remember our pal Don Johnson when he was going to Dakota Tech, DCTC.
Yeah.
Some old guy donated this old Porsche, and I don't even know.
Was this after the S10, the 88?
This was during like first apartment years. So
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a little silver Porsche. It didn't run. Like the guy donated
maybe,
it.
Maybe I do remember.
And
this.
We towed it to Stinky's.
Okay.
Because my dad wouldn't let me put it in his garage, and I had nowhere to put it. So we towed it to Stinky's.
What year was it?
It was like a 72,
well, like a 73? 911?
Like a 914 convertible. But this old guy had done a bunch of work to it. It wasn't like a super nice like 911 turbo or one
sure,
of those.
Right.
It's
right.
like when you see those little convertible, yeah. like tiny little
yes.
part. Yeah, it was one of those. So we towed it to Stinks. And it sat there for a while. I didn't have any money at the time to like really work on
this
it.
This was gas
and
or
Porsches
beer
are expensive.
Or
yeah,
this, cigarettes.
These were the dark days. So yeah. I had this Porsche that I won. I had to pay like $250. Like I won the raffle. They raffled it off. And if your name was pulled in the raffle, you paid $250. You got the car.
I actually think I
so
do remember
I,
this.
I paid the $250, and then we towed it, and then like we worked on it. We tried to get it running, and
sell it?
Yeah, I ended up selling it to this guy that one of our friends knew that like had like two other ones, and he wanted to part it out.
You must have, hopefully you got something out of it.
Like $300.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Unfortunately, I wish I would have kept it, but same thing with
what
like,
do you do?
My S10.
Like at the time,
same
you were
both
in an apartment.
S10s, same thing with everything. Like I wish I would have kept them all, but.
If I could find your...
Unfortunately, I had to let it go.
If I could find your 88 S10...
Well, we found it. We tracked it down. The guy didn't want to sell it.
Right, but I mean, if I could buy your 88... If I could find
your
buyer... Oh, Jesus.
The guy
dude,
wouldn't
I,
sell it. Yeah.
I would...
I had sold it to my uncle because, long story short, like, we started working on it again. At the time, we only had a one-car garage. My dad didn't want it in there anymore. I kind of, my funds dried up.
Yeah.
I'd bought the 98 to drive around while I worked on the 88, and it didn't work out. I bit off more than I could chew, unfortunately.
Would you care would you care if it was lowered?
Oh, it'd have to be. If it wasn't, I'd do it myself.
Okay.
Both my trucks were lowered.
Yes, then. Yes.
So I sold it to my uncle, and he kept it for years. So every time I drive up north, it was like bittersweet because I'd see it sitting there and be like, damn, there's my truck.
Yes.
And I never really had the opportunity to buy it back. And by the time I wanted to, I told my uncle, like, if you ever sell it, let me know first.
Please.
And he told me, you know, I'm going to sell it, you know, whatever. And I just couldn't, buy it at the time. Like, the kids were young. Like, I just couldn't do it. So then he sold it to this other older guy up north who kept it for a long time too. Then the guy, by the time I reinquired and I was like, okay, I can actually make this happen, So I'm like, I asked my uncle, I'm like, track down where it's at, see if the guy would be interested in getting rid of it. Or, like, selling it, you know, whatever. So he tracks the guy down. Unfortunately, the guy passed away, but he left it to his son. And the son said he hadn't really had time to do anything with it or really even think about it.
Do you have
his phone number? So he said he wasn't interested in...
Do you have his phone
number? This is all pretty recent. And he said he wasn't really interested in selling it. See, again, like, his dad had passed away. He left it to the kid. And, like, he just hadn't really had time to, like... do anything or drive or anything, so he wasn't interested in selling it at the time. So it's sad because, like, I feel like I got so close all of a sudden, and, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, this could really happen. But unfortunately, like, the guy wasn't interested in selling it.
So. I have so many memories of driving around at 16.
We drove to Lianchen like every day.
Had the license. Yeah. I didn't have a license, like, or a car, and we would drive to Lianchen's. We'd go to my house and, like, do the, like, basement rep. It was just the best. Yeah. It was the best.
Yeah, it was a good truck. I really enjoyed it.
But. So...
So I tried. I tried.
Do you have his phone number?
My uncle tracked him down, but
what's your uncle's phone number?
I mean, you'd have to ask him if he even.
The
funny thing was, and I was asking him, he was telling me, he's like, "Well, he's like, I think the guy might have died because I haven't seen him around town for a while."
Geez,
so I'm like, "Oh my god! Like, I wonder if the truck's even still in the area."
If you had to pick a year, so that's the '88, and you had a '98. I didn't realize it was like the 10-year difference.
I like the body style. So I like the body style of the '88s, so like the '85 to like '89, because they're a little boxier.
Yes.
And then they started to get. Roundy.
But your 98.
But my 98
like
was roundier. Yeah. And both of them were single cabs. I don't like the extended cabs when you lower them because I like the single cab lowered look because it's simple. It's smaller.
Yes. Single cab.
Yep. They're both single cab. They're both lowered.
Yep.
Funny thing was when I bought the 98, I remember my dad telling me, "Don't go doing anything to this one. Just leave it alone, right?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, of course."
Sure, Dad. Absolutely.
And then 2 weeks later, I drove to Mark's house. And we threw in the old 4-inch lowering kit. And then, like, two days after that, I drove it to Stinky's, and we threw on the exhaust kit.
I remember.
So I'm like, yeah, Dad, fingers behind my back. I promise I won't do anything to this one.
So I have fond memories of both trucks. The 98, I remember, because you worked at Mall America. Mm-hmm. And I remember
the off ramp.
Yeah. The off ramp that we were taking that at like 60
at least. Yeah.
At least, yeah. And it was a 30. Yeah. And it was like, well, you were like this far.
From you kissed the wall. That was good times. I had neon light underglow. Yes. Like the street glow.
The street
neon
glow.
Neon light underneath both my 88. I had green. My 98. I had orange.
But your 98 was a 4-cylinder.
Yep.
I just that boggles my mind.
Yeah, it was a little 4-cylinder.
And then that was a true manual.
Yep.
Because I remember very, very distinctly that the 88 was an automatic. Because you have the,
the Hurst shifter on the floor.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Good stuff. God, those are fun trucks.
Good times. Anyway, sorry. I went down.
Yeah, that was a trip down memory lane. That was a fun trip down memory lane. That was a good one.
But no,
that was DMV turned into vehicles. I like
DMV
it.
Turned into vehicles. So if anyone's listening to this, you know, it's
And then the 98, I traded in when I got the Focus. So yes. I wasn't even that sad about because I loved the Focus too.
You love that.
It was a ZX3 hatchback, lowered, of course. Lowered. It had
California.
Custom racing seats.
California.
Yep. Had the custom.
And that
custom,
was a sweet ride.
I forget what the leather chairs were called. It was like chicane slayer custom leather seats.
The interior was impeccable.
It was so nice.
How many miles did the thing have on it
when I bought it? It had 800.
Barely.
So it was basically
anything.
Brand new. Yeah, that was a fun car. It was a manual, true manual. Had a shift kit. Had a street kit. 03. Yeah, it had like a shift kit in it. It had some intake work, some exhaust work, moonroof. That thing was fun.
It was a nice...
It drove like a go-kart.
The funny thing...
It honestly drove like a go-kart.
I remember driving Austin around in his car seat. So we'd have Austin in the back, and we'd be like driving around, because it would be like back
and the whole reason I got that car, and I traded in the S10, is because I needed something with a back seat.
What about a back seat? The S10s, you're right.
That thing, the Focus was custom from front to back. It had custom headlights, custom taillights, custom body kit. It had a wide body kit on it.
Your
ground effects
S10
kit.
Didn't have it.
Nope,
was a bench
it was single
seat.
Cap. It was a bench
but it was
seat.
A bench
it wasn't
seat.
Even two bucket. It was a bench
the
seat.
The 98 was
two buckets. Yep.
But the 88 was a bench seat.
It was a bench.
I fucking love that. Yeah. Oh, that was the best.
Oh man, good stuff.
Anyone right. out there listening, covet your first car.
Oh yeah. If you
if
have...
I could if I could get an if I could get a 2001 green
yes,
ZX2 with a sunroof and a 6 CD changer.
Hell yeah.
My mom brought me car shopping and she's like, "Well, you can get this 2001 Saturn and it's brand new. It's got 0 miles on it." I'm like, "I'll take the 99 Escort.
Yeah.
It's got a 6 CD changer, yeah. a sunroof."
Yeah.
It was the Shaggin' Wagon. Is what it was the Shaggin' Wagon. A raccoon and Egan ate my fog lights.
I remember that. I remember you called me. You said, I hit the biggest raccoon I've ever seen in my life, and it ate my fog
lights.
I remember I came over, and we looked underneath, because you were convinced the raccoon was, like, smooshed up in your car somewhere. It wasn't anywhere to be found, no. But it destroyed
I took it to a body shop, and I said, yeah, I hit this raccoon. And I blamed it. So I said, well, my fog lights won't turn on. I said, my AC and my heat won't work.
Yeah, you blame the raccoon.
But guess what? The AC and the heat didn't work. And they're like, I don't think that would have. I'm like, no.
No, it definitely took it out. Yeah.
They wouldn't buy it. They wouldn't buy it. So
that's a good effort.
Yeah. Do we want to wrap this into a slight bit?
I mean, okay, hold on. Give me a second.
We're doing a little bit steal here. I'm gonna plug my headphones in just to make sure we're sorry everybody if you just heard squeaking. This is really loud, sorry.
I forget how you play this.
That's fine. What's yours like is what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Down.
Do you know the rules of this
one? I don't. Okay. I'm gonna turn on and unplug it.
So I gotta refresh myself. Each player is allowed to give one clue during his or her turn, remember? Oh, okay, so I gotta give you clues, and you've gotta guess. Okay, it's like this one, it's bedtime, right? So I could say, what's yours like?
What's my bedtime like?
Mine's at 10:30 at night.
Oh,
and then
perfect.
You've gotta guess bedtime.
Right.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes. So you say, like, what's yours like, and you pull the card out,
and then I
we discuss
get you
it.
To guess this.
What's your favorite animal?
Clues.
Okay, all right.
I could say, it's bald.
Bald?
Yeah. It flies.
Bald eagle.
Yes. But I think you can only give one clue.
Okay. Let's do it. Right. Here we go. This is a quick little bit.
Yeah.
What's it called?
What's yours like?
That's what it's called. Okay.
Yeah, it's literally right. called. What's
I'm down. Right. You run the okay. bit. We're going right. to do
Are
a little
ready?
Ready.
Okay. Oh god. All right.
Yes.
What's Bring yours on. Like? All right. Dad.
Dad? What's yours like?
So what's, dad.
What's my dad like?
No.
Okay. Oh, you just
you're guessing what mine's like and I'm saying dad. It's like a craze that not a craze. It's more acceptable now than it's ever been to have this in dad mode.
Dad bod.
Yes.
Dad body. Dad
yeah.
body.
You,
dad bod?
Yeah,
dad body?
All right.
Also, well, so it's the good. Name. Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
I
all right,
like
it's the name.
Okay.
All right.
Good guess.
Let's do another one.
No, I don't like that one. That one
pass. Sucks. We'll pass right. it. It's pass.
No.
pass. It's fine.
No. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, no.
Nope, okay. No.
Because right. I don't know if they listen or not. It was sibling.
What was it?
Sibling.
Oh, sibling. Okay.
Yeah.
Pass.
Okay. What's yours like? Doritos.
What's yours like, Doritos? Season?
No.
Oh, God. Sectioned off?
You sound like a snake.
I know. I'm like, it's got to be with an S. What's yours like, Doritos?
It's
Matheson's.
It's a two-word answer.
Satan.
You got the S part right. Okay, if I was looking for something late at night, what would you call it?
Snack.
Okay, so Doritos would be
snack
my...
Snack food.
They would be my...
Snack
what
option.
Snack? My what snack?
Favorite snack.
Yeah, favorite snack. It took a little work, but we got there.
Favorite snack.
All right, you pull it. All right. You pull it. See if I can get it.
I'm going in the middle. Well, that's not good.
I know. A couple of them are like, no.
Oh, all right. What's yours like?
Yeah.
Do I have to limit words?
Mm-hmm.
This is your FCW name.
Oh God.
But what's it called? It's not
Persona.
Yeah, but like, if it's your wrestling name, it's your
alias.
Close.
Alter ego.
Close.
Damn. It's your nickname. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Took me a few guesses.
I'm like,
took me a few guesses.
Do I go MEB? All right. What? This can't be a right card.
I know some of them are harder.
Like, no, it wasn't what? Even. It was like it said winter.
Oh yeah,
like,
some of them are like challenge. What? Yeah. Like a challenge cards.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
I'm gonna say one word.
All
right. And you're gonna nail it.
Got it.
Tomorrow.
Sunday. Oh, I'm like, that's too easy.
Well, that's what is winter subtract points? What is that?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'm throwing them. I'm just throwing them at you.
That's all right, throw them in the box. I think we played this once.
All right. This will be fun. I'll see if I can get you to say this.
All right.
This is a type of pants.
Okay. All right.
And the first word is mom.
Zebra pants?
Well, that's I like where your head's at, because mom made zebra pants.
Yeah.
It's a type of pants that moms wear.
Slacks.
Close. Mom blank.
Mom pants.
Mom blank.
Mom blank. Mom pants. Mom.
There was like an SNL skit on this.
Mom pants.
Because they wear them high.
Khakis?
They
wear them high. Khakis, pants.
What do you wear that's comfortable?
Jeans? Mom jeans?
Oh, okay, okay.
Mom Ooh. Jeans! Jeez, that, was, that one took
me. I know, right. Like, mom jeans is hard.
I'm sniffling.
Alright. Here we go.
Yeah.
So what's the... do I have a limit on words I can say?
We make our own rules.
Marty so. McFly.
Back to the Future. Was it really Back to the... oh, Future. I was like, oh my God.
I'm just like...
that's amazing.
Just,
McFly!
This is why we can't play Taboo together.
Exactly.
Do
you know how many we could get for Back to the Future? Oh my God.
Farrah?
Fawcett. Nice, that Fawcett. I would have said Leaky, but Farrah gets it done.
I don't like either one of those.
Okay, here, let me
do it.
Let me pull.
You do it. You go.
Let's go with
mom jeans.
Ooh, okay. What's yours like? Packed for vacation.
Suitcase.
Yeah. I feel like you're only supposed to give one word. Yeah. I feel like I read that.
Well, it's difficult depending on what you're going for.
Ooh, okay. What's yours like? Territorial.
Territorial?
Yeah. And he has four legs.
Jack's dog.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Okay, let me think about this. What's yours like? Too small.
Oh, penis? too small.
You pack it when you go on vacation.
You pack
it? It's only funny because, like, I just know mine. I need to get a different one.
Toiletry bag.
No.
Penis.
No. you need it to go to the pool.
Swimsuit.
Yeah.
Yes. I said penis, just for the record.
It's because my dad bod's gotten larger. I need a new
swimsuit. Oh, yeah, dad bod, yeah.
All right. We'll do one more. Okay, this one's interesting because this has changed because we have different locations, both of us. So, what's yours like?
Work.
But you're
commute,
on the right track.
Commute.
No, not yet. So what's yours like? I'm going to say space at work. That's three words.
Desk.
Yes, desk.
This is what we
Mine's
can't play.
Bland and
we
boring.
Can't play.
Mine's
oh.
bland and boring because, like, I don't feel permanent there. I prefer to work from my basement.
I 100% you know what I mean? I've got like
our Christmas card, and that's it. That literally, there's nothing else up in my cube.
I 100%, like, I have a cube at work. Mm-hmm. When I go in, it's empty. Like, my cube used to have, like, pictures of the boys and, this other.
I've got one Christmas card picture up, and that's it. Because to me, it doesn't feel permanent, if that makes sense.
We're going to move at our...
Some people, like, there's this guy at work for Christmas. His cube was decorated more than my house, let's put it that way, which is awesome. But I'm like, you go all out, I could care less. Like, I just get there and want to get out.
Well, right. Like, you're not. It's different pre-COVID.
Permanent. You know what I mean? Like,
Frosty,
the snowman.
This is why we would just kill. Yeah. We need to go on like $1,000 pyramid.
Do they have taboo tournaments for money,
dude?
All right, that was good.
Well, we've done a really decent job. We're at 45 minutes. That's a good time. This is just a full-blown,
we didn't plan any of this.
We didn't plan any of this. We didn't categorize anything. Our music just ran out.
Oh, no. We didn't turn on the game show.
We didn't turn on game show music. We're about cozy.
Keep talking. Let me turn it on.
Cozy snowfall.
Oh, no, it's a commercial.
Yeah, but I mean, we kind of ad-libbed this time a little bit, but it was a fun little cozy fireplace. So we just, you know, this was kind of a throw together episode. We're gonna put this up. We've got some new technology and some new platforms, so I don't know how this is gonna end up. But I hope if you're listening to this that you enjoy it. I hope that you think about driving tests and your kids and anyone that's a new driver. And I hope you think about some other things that we talked about, just to, you know, wrap things around. And we're going for new music. We're going for game show music. Keep talking. We're going for game show music. I can hear it in my head. It's like, it used to be labeled Wheel of Fortune, which made no sense because it's not Wheel of Fortune. I'm gonna plug this in really quick because I want to hear myself. Oh God, I'm sorry, everybody. So, again, yeah, we used to have some stuff labeled Wheel of Fortune music. Why does it not?
I don't know why it didn't come up.
That's okay. That's it's game show. This is YouTube game show music. I think. I just plugged the headphones in, so everyone heard a really large squeal. But I think this microphone is good if it's a little... Oh, God. There goes my headphones. Now we're hearing squeaking. I'm so sorry. This is awful. Oh, here it comes. I can hear it. So, again, to wrap it up... If anyone...
That was a solid 2 minutes of me failing at
playing game show music. It's fine. This was our classic game show music.
Yeah. This is our favorite right here. This is our favorite. Oh, I can hear myself through the headphones. That's
can
funny.
You?
Yeah.
Really? So it is... Like, when it's in the middle, it's fine. If anyone's listening, if you're an IT person and you want to work for the show, but we're not going to pay you with a dime.
We'll pay you with beer.
No. We're not going to pay you with beer because you can be in another state.
Ferendorf.
If you're
looking at you.
Yeah, Matt Ferendorf. If you're in the... metro area and you want to join this, that'd be here. Listen to this. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Put that in your ear.
That's now listen. Good. Oh yeah, it's loud.
It's loud. It's loud if you get to hear, right? Yeah. So like when it's in the middle, it's not that bad. But then if it
squeaky. Yeah.
Yeah. If it gets to you, it's loud. So anyway. All right. We'll wrap things up. I'm going to unplug this. Jesus. I'm sorry, people.
That makes it sound really loud.
Yeah. So we'll wrap things up. Everybody, we love you. Subscribe.
Hang on to that first car. Have fun at the DMV.
We might switch platforms. So we'll put something out if we do end up switching platforms. But this is Fatherhood for Life logging off.